Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Deadly attack. The U.S. kills Iran's top general in a dramatic airstrike at Baghdad's airport under direct orders from President Trump.
Somebody criticized me the other day because they asked me what I do, and I said, I'm going to bomb the shit out of them. It's true. I don't care. They've got to be stopped.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Soleimani is a bad guy. There's no question. But
I am glad that Soleimani is dead.
But Soleimani, an iconic military leader.
Soleimani, a revered figure in Iran.
He was a military genius.
The U.S. has stripped Iran of an inspirational military leader.
He was the Cardinal Richelieu. He was the Machiavelli.
This strike is fairly brazen, fairly audacious.
That's nothing compared to the murder, the assassination of General Soleimani.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump's decision to remove Qasem Soleimani from the battlefield saved American lives. There's no doubt about that. He was actively plotting in the region to take actions, a big action as he described it, that would have put dozens, if not hundreds, of American lives at risk.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members than Qasem Soleimani.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The prospects of direct conflict with Iran is greater than it has ever been.
This is a dangerous escalation that brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East. It is rarely the children of the billionaire class who face the agony of reckless foreign policy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Bernie really has a problem with billionaires, doesn't he? Of course, 4 years ago, he used to have a problem with billionaires and millionaires. Then he took a look at his bank account and realized he's a millionaire, too. So he doesn't have a problem with millionaires anymore. But he's still not a billionaire. So they've got to go. They've got to go. Bernie would fall off the bike if he was on the bike path and he saw that Bloomberg sign. I don't think there are going to be too many of them around. But maybe I should take a picture of it tomorrow and just to show you that there are such signs. Assuming it lasts overnight. That is. All right. Time now for the Chump Line.
Yes, this is General Soleimani. I was wondering if someone could give me a hand.
Hands off America, General Soleimani. Hands off.
By the way,
Taylor, do you know he does have a favorite Kenny Rogers song, too? You know? Ruby, don't take your love to town.
I heard about that one. Kenny's not here yet. He'll be here in a bit.
Kenny Rogers plays a role. He's a character in the Richard Jewell movie. And if you haven't seen that is a great movie, by the way. And it's a shame that it's not doing better at the box office. They're trying to kill it because it's a deplorable type movie, if you know what I mean. Richard Jewell is this poor guy who's going up against the crooked FBI and the crooked mainstream media. It's a parable for our times.
Meanwhile, in North Korea, Kim Jong-un just crapped his pants.
Yeah, that tweet was going around a lot this morning in various forms, only they weren't using the word crap. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, assuring everyone that no matter how different Howie may look, he pretty much sounds the same. Consistency is the mark of a champion, and that's important in talk shows, presidents, and window companies.
So Patton's about a foot shorter than Trump, huh? Wrong again, Oracle. Patton was a tall guy, college boy.
I don't think so.
Maybe sources here say 6'2".
Really? Okay. Well, then he wasn't. I thought he was a short guy. Maybe I'm thinking of George C. Scott, who played him in the movie.
He was 6 foot eight.
No, George Scott?
I'm kidding.
Obama gave Iran a pile of cash. Trump gave Iran a pile of ash.
Or a can of whoop-ass, as one texter put it. Either one works well.
George C. Scott was actually 6 foot one.
Okay, I guess I'm somewhat confused.
You're out of excuses, pal.
I know it's not George C. Patton, his son, because I met him once when I was working for a local TV station when he was campaigning against John Kerry, John Forbes' live shot Kerry.
Maybe you're thinking of Dick Van Patten.
It's really great that Soleimani's dead, but Trump didn't ask Mother May I. Impeach! Impeach!
Adam Schiff is really angry that as chairman of the Intelligence Committee, he wasn't briefed on this so that he could have called up somebody and leaked the information like he leaks everything else.
Swalwell's vote to impeach wasn't just to appease all the loons on the left with derangement disease. The other reason for his treason is so he'll be known for something other than cutting the cheese.
He'll be known for several things. One of them is cutting the cheese. Another one is being described by Corey Lewandowski as President Swalwell at that hearing.
Oh, man, how after hearing him saying those things to young girls, I have one thing to say to Joe Biden. Stop stealing my lines. Ooh-wee.
Taylor, are you checking out the text line here? We're getting more songs, more of General Soleimani's favorite songs.
I'll get my nickels ready for the jukebox.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Did I hear that straight? You was a revered Soleimani. Hey, I'm from Revere. You send them up to Revere, and then we'll revere Soleimani.
Yeah, there'd be pieces of him all over Shirley Avenue.
I guess you could say Soleimani had car problems.
I still can't figure out, was he flying in or was he getting ready to leave? It's also been reported that he was in Baghdad all Thursday, just sort of like checking out on these mobs and outfits that he had running around, terrorizing the local population and trying to take over the American embassy.
Grace, it's Howie. I've been hearing rave reviews about your podcast with Jerry Callahan. How do I get it on my Victrola?
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know. Who do you think wrote those podcasts for the Dirty Rats? I had something to do with it.
He's talking about Conversations with Grace.
I know he is. But he's making it sound like I don't know anything about podcasts.
Even still, Grace would not be able to help you get it on your Victrola. She didn't even know what it was.
Okay, we have one of his favorite songs from Peter and Gordon. So you got a lot of stuff to pull off of YouTube in the break.
President Trump, you murdered General Soleimani on my birthday. How dare you?
Is that right? Was it Greta's birthday?
How dare you?
Oh, no.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That was an easy chump line today. I'm sure a lot of stuff was left on the cutting room floor. You can listen to the messages that didn't make it on the Chump Extra, which is posted every evening wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. It's posted at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Listen up, and you'll hear a lot more jokes about the late iconic Reverend military genius, et cetera, whatever the mainstream media is calling him. So the Chump Line is brought to you. If you want to leave a message on the Chump Line, I should say, just go to 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reassuring everyone that no matter how different how he may look, he pretty much sounds the same. Consistency is the mark of a champion, and that's important in talk shows, presidents, and window companies.
Yes, this is General Soleimani. I was wondering if someone could give me a hand.
Did anyone have Soleimani in the death pool? No, the death pool is not in operation right now. Don Imus was the winner, so to speak, in the death pool. And when I get back to Boston in about 10 days, we'll do another death pool, a new death pool, but nothing until then. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Who's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize? P-I-E-C-E.
Ha, 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 ha.
I just came in. They're coming in fast and furious. We'll have plenty of songs for the rest of the show tonight. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligations investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the U.S. go to war against Iran?
No, I don't think so.
89% agree with you.
All right. So you're going to get some more of those tunes for us, Taylor, as we go through the evening here tonight, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, they're coming in fast and furious. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Happy New Year, Howie, and to all the wonderful people there. And this is where you start the year off with a good bang.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yes.
Well, you know something? To call this guy a military... This guy was a war criminal, okay? And wearing a uniform was like the SS generals wearing uniform. And I hope Jimmy Carter is watching, and so is our good boy Obama. And what we're supposed to do when your embassy is under attack, you don't turn around and don't send help, or you just let them keep people for a year and a half. I mean,
right, but again, Arthur, they were ripping him for not doing anything, and then when he did something, they were ripping him for doing something. It's the same thing that's been going on since November 9th, 2016, right? Whatever he does, they attack him for it.
Absolutely right. And you know something, for anybody who's against what he did, maybe you know what? We didn't start the war with Iran. They attacked us time and time again. You know, it's like you get bullied in school. When you finally stand up and fight back, the bully stops.
Yeah. And I'm getting all kinds of texts, Arthur, from people who were in Iraq. And they're talking, this guy was basically the weapons provider. He provided all these souped-up IEDs that killed hundreds of Americans. And people are saying, he killed some of my friends. Who, you know, why didn't they take him out before now? I mean, according to the New York Times, they've known where this guy was since the Bush administration. I mean, he could have been taken out more than 10 years ago, but nobody ever wanted to do it. Thanks for the call, Arthur. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, I get home from work. I'm 73 years old. I still work, but I don't really have to. But I come home, I turn Channel 5 on. Oh, Seth Malton, he's going crazy. Why did he do this?
And this is the congressman from the North Shore. You may be forgiven if you forget that he ran for president for about 10 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Now they're going to search everybody at all the games and everything that's going on. What the hell is wrong with these people? They're going nuts. I mean, really nuts.
Yeah, I know. They you know, I didn't even read the story about the Massachusetts congressional delegation. They're all trying to outrage the next one about how mad and PO'd they are that Donald Trump would do this to this guy. I mean, these are the same people who like Senator Murphy from Connecticut were ripping him for not doing anything, even though the attack on the embassy in Baghdad was only on New Year's Eve, and now it's what, January 2nd or January 3rd? So he's gone. It took 2 days to kill the guy who set the thing up. But that's the way, again, what do you expect? Thanks for the call, Dave. Jenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jenny.
Hey, Howie. Welcome back. I missed you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back.
But you know what? Killer and Grace did a great job. Like, they're awesome.
Thank you.
Anyway, Brandon told me to tighten it up because I was rambling a little when I first called. But I am so sick. I'm referencing Michael Bloomberg. I'm so sick of hearing Democrats calling us every day an average American people.
I know. I hate that, too.
Trump never says that. He says the American people. He says we.
Yeah.
Obama said I. People speak. It's a reflection of their character. And I'm so over it.
No, I know. He said, in case you didn't hear, he said yesterday that average Americans didn't need guns. And this is after it came to light, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, that he had said that he was doing poor people, quote unquote, a favor by making it harder for them to buy things like soft drinks because they were just killing themselves. And if we had higher taxes on them, they wouldn't have the money to buy all these products that are going to kill them. Isn't that nice of him to make the decision for us, Jenny?
Yeah, it's like, are we all C students? Is that where the average comes from? Like, what is he?
Have you ever seen pictures of him walking down the street in New York? I mean, he didn't even when he wasn't mayor, or even when he was mayor, he had the regular NYPD security guard, but he also had, like, you know, private heat, you know, retired cops, and he's surrounded by armed men wherever he goes, and he doesn't want average people like us to have guns, Jenny. It is remarkable that he thinks he's got a shot. I don't think he does. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with Police Blotter Facts Friday in just a moment. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's Friday evening, and you know what that means in the third hour of the show? That means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Every Friday evening at this time, we read the best entries in our weekly contest, Police Blotter Facts Friday. We ask you to send in your funny items or stories about the police from your local daily or weekly newspaper or the internet. Send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can send them to our fax number. What is our fax number, Grace?
Our fax number is 857-284-8864.
And at this time,
should I have plugged that in? I hadn't plugged it when Howie was away.
The fax machine?
Yeah.
We just do it for old time's sake.
It's a throwback.
I don't think we get too many faxes anymore.
Brendan tried putting the fax machine for the shredder. It didn't work.
Anyway, at this time, we read the best entries, the funniest entries of the week. We got a lot of them this week.
We have a ton of them this week.
And these are going to be the runners-up that we read first, but we have two winning entries, and Grace will read them at the end of the segment. And what do the winners get this week, Grace?
I was going to change it up, but I really can't. Everyone needs to read what really happened, especially with Trump, and he's just changing history. So I will be giving the two winners each a copy of Howie's book, What Really Happened, which Donald Trump has tweeted about not once, not twice, but thrice.
I thanked him again last night for tweeting about it, and he was happy to know that it increased sales.
Good,
and it
good.
Did.
He's a business guy. He understands. Okay, so right. Let's get to the runners up.
Did you get, by the way, did you get the Rod Stewart story?
Don't worry, Howie, I got it all. But go, first.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Just want to make sure. Local news.
Florida woman, 70 years old.
Florida woman.
Tased three times as deputies try to arrest her grandson.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. I didn't do anything. Ow!
A 70-year-old Florida woman named Barbara Pinky of Bradenton,
Pinky?
Florida.
Pinky,
yeah.
This is a real hands-on show, isn't it, today?
Yes. Tried executing... Oh, so the police tried to execute an arrest warrant for her grandson, Tevin Turner. This seems
Kevin
like a
Turner?
Fake story, but it's not. It's on Fox. So
oh,
it's
is his nickname
Patriots.
The Brain?
He was a fullback for the Patriots. Now he's dead. I guess he's not dead.
This is what Grandma Pinky said. We heard a knock at the door. Actually, there wasn't a knock. I think they kicked the door. Bam, bam, at the door. At that point, now I'm moving on from Pinky. This is my own voice.
Are these rap lyrics?
Investigators told her she could be arrested for obstructing justice because she wouldn't let them inside. She became uncooperative and shut the door on them. So then this is the interesting part. Deputies tried to arrest Pinky, but she pulled away and allegedly pushed an officer in the chest. That deputy used his taser on the woman, but claimed it had no impact on her. So he triggered the taser a second time. The second tase resulted with her falling to the ground, but she allegedly kept resisting authorities. And that led them to tasing her a third time. And during all this, guess who sneaks out the back and gets away?
Kevin Turner.
Tevin Turner. And you know what she had to say about Tevin Turner?
Oh, Tevin, not Kevin.
No,
Tevin Turner. Oh, okay.
Tevin with a T.
Okay.
He's a good boy. Yeah. A very good boy.
Very good, Taylor. Next up, Kentucky woman busted using dog urine to pass drug test.
Dog urine?
Mm-hmm. Julie
this
Miller.
Is a human being.
Julie Miller, 40, was asked to provide urine for a drug test on Monday as part of her scheduled probation visit. But instead, Miller snuck in a sample of urine in an attempt to pass it off as her own.
Wouldn't it be easier to get somebody else's urine than a dog's urine? I mean, wouldn't that have been simpler?
Maybe
she was making the thing this more complicated than it had to be.
Dogs don't ask questions, Howie.
Yeah, maybe she has a high opinion of her dog, and she thinks his urine's going to be
a beautiful dog, a talented dog.
She admitted to using methamphetamine and the painkiller Suboxone. Miller was arrested and booked into jail after that.
And to beat the texters, Grace, what was the dog's name?
Name was Archie. Arr.
Archie.
Yes. Man accused of pleasuring...
I thought it was Jughead.
No. Man accused of touching himself watching porn at Applebee's.
Giggity, 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 goo.
That's another reason not to go to Applebee's.
So he's at Applebee's touching his own apples.
Ew! A man in Georgia was arrested for allegedly fondling himself at an Applebee's restaurant while watching porn on his phone. Timothy Duggan is accused of carrying out the display of public pleasure at about 9:30 p.m. in clear view of customers, including minors. The workers forced Duggan to leave and called the cops. Police later found him hiding in a bush when they arrived a short time later. There will be a lot of, this is a theme for this week, a lot of people hiding in grass and bushes.
Was
just
alcohol
keep that in mind.
Involved in this incident with Mr. Duggan? I'm going to guess it was.
I don't want to say Applebee's has good drink deals, but they have a lot of good 2-for-20s is all I'm saying.
I've seen dollar margs there.
Yeah,
before,
so yeah. I wouldn't put it past Mr. Timothy. Florida man crashes truck into bar to steal Dr. Pepper. Panama City, Florida.
You crash into a bar and all you're going to take is the Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I know, it's weird. You know that Dr. Pepper thing? That's a Dr. Pepper sound.
Okay.
Lee attempted to get into the business even though it was closed. When he couldn't get in, he allegedly drove his truck through the front glass and went inside. He cracked open a Dr. Pepper from the cooler, sat at the bar, and proceeded to enjoy the beverage. He had a gun in his pocket as well.
Original Dr. Pepper had alcohol or something in it, right, Howie?
I don't know. I was never a Dr.
Weren't
Pepper
you, weren't
fan.
Weren't you friends with a good doctor?
No, and my only connection with him was I stole the period after his name.
Ah.
Police.
You know, it's DR, no period, Pepper. Okay, go ahead.
Police hunt toe-sucking home invader. A 20-year-old man awoke last Tuesday. This is the thing, Howie, is that last week we were kind of light on police blotter faxes, and then they all came in. So I don't know if the police were a little bit lackadaisical because of the holidays, but I'm getting a lot of post-Christmas stuff going on. So a 20-year-old man awoke last Tuesday to discover a male intruder at the foot of his bed sucking on his toes. The victim was sleeping in his bedroom when the suspect somehow entered the Bradenton residence.
Bradenton,
again,
Florida, of course.
Yeah, this is the second story from there. When the victim awoke around 3 a.m., his toes were in the creepy stranger's mouth. The victim asked the suspect what he was doing, assuming that he was going to be robbed. When the victim declared that he did not have any money, the response from the suspect was, he was there to suck his toes. Which at that point, you just hope he wants to rob you, because it's even weirder if he doesn't want anything
from
you.
Was the suspect's name Bella Lutosi?
As he was being driven from the home, the suspect told the victim that he had a gun and then attempted to fondle him. After striking the intruder in the face for approximately 30 seconds, the victim ran back inside the house, dialed 911. At this point, the suspect punched out the glass on the home's front window and then climbed atop the victim's car and stomped on the windshield until it broke.
Why couldn't this guy run away or something? This sounds like it unfolded over a long period of time.
Well, if you woke up in your own home and there was someone at your toes, you're going to be confused and not know what to do.
I would run.
Yeah, you'd kick, probably. That would be my first reaction. Naked homeowner.
They wouldn't be sucking on my toes very long, Grace, if you know what I mean, you know?
Oh, my God. That is such a visual I did not need. Naked homeowner attempts to... Attempts to douse house fire with garden hose. This is Cave Creek, Arizona. The firefighters arrived to find a two-story home with flames coming from its roof. They say they found the man who lives there naked on the roof attempting to put out the fire with a garden hose. The naked man refused to come down at first. That's a theme I also noticed with these, is that people often refuse to come down from roofs. You can get them down eventually, but they always, the initial
like
thing
cats,
is to refuse. Yeah.
Right? You ever try to get a cat out of a tree? You got to call the fire department.
You got to coax it out. It doesn't want to come down easily. He tried to run back into the burning building, and it took crews more than 2 hours to douse the flames. They believe the fire started in the home's chimney. Won't nobody
help me. It didn't start in a crack pipe?
No. Prosecutors say man strangled sister on Christmas Eve due to teasing for being a Vikings fan. This is Janesville.
Did the Vikings make the playoffs? I don't even know.
I don't know either, but it says the victim told the detective she and her brother, 56-year-old Mark Muller, were at their home when she started taunting him about the Packers' division-clinching win. The sister
right.
said she tried to calm her brother down, but he began to strangle her and then punched her jaw. He then threatened to kill her.
Oh, so he didn't kill. He throttled her. He didn't strangle her. Strangling means you finished off.
Like drowning.
Right.
Oh, then right. you better call Fox 6 because they're the ones who headlined this thing. I'm not taking the fall for these people.
That's a common mistake, but I'm just saying, throttled is the proper word when you get. Attempted strangulation.
Journalism is dead. I can't trust any of these sources anymore. Shirtless man in pink shirt and boots breaks into Salem home. Compared to the other one, shirtless doesn't seem so bad.
Wait, it was shirtless or shortless?
shirtless.
This
but
is,
he had
this
a pink shirt
guy.
Or pink shorts.
Oh, sorry, and pink skirt.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. I was wondering if you were going to get this one, Grace. This I thought this might be a possible winner. Read this story. Go ahead.
Well, the reason you would say it's a possible winner is because Eric Mann is the same person who broke into a Merrimack
right.
home last year while wearing a Devil Woman costume, complete with a dress, fishnet stockings, a wig, devil horns, and makeup.
Yes.
And so he's at it again. This time he used a pair of yellow bolt cutters to break the glass door of this 75-year-old man's house and walked in with his pink skirt on.
And no shirt.
And
it's
no
shirtless.
Shirt.
Shirtless and a pink skirt.
But he's
so
not a winner. For sure not. Because
so
the winners
he likes
are...
So he likes to get dressed up in women's clothing and break into people's houses.
Hey, we all have our hobbies, Howie. don't be judgmental now to poor Eric Mann. Ohio woman jailed after holiday season beating. And you think the war on Christmas is over? No, no, no. Henrietta Bush pummeled the victim who supposedly wished her a Merry Christmas. Bush's rap sheet includes arrests for marijuana possession, theft, menacing, assault, disorderly...
I thought marijuana made you chill out.
Well, narcotics possession as well. So, I mean, she could have been mixing.
Mixing and matching.
A couple uppers and a couple downers. Drunken horse and buggy ride leads to arrest of four Michigan men. This is really interesting. So,
I read this story. This is pretty funny.
Four of these guys, they're Amish. They were riding in a buggy when another driver reported that they were pitching beer cans out of the buggy while riding in Beaverton Township. Then it says, here are their names. Levi J. Mast, Andrew B. Zook, Joseph S. Miller, and 19-year-old Joseph J. Troyer. All four men were under the influence, and they had open containers inside the buggy. But I didn't know you could get in trouble for a buggy ride.
Yes, you can.
Well, you're on the road. That's the thing.
It's a vehicle.
Yeah.
These poor guys, you can tell they just wanted to break out of that Amish lifestyle for a little bit, go crazy.
Were they wearing hats?
No, not the picture, Howie. They're all wearing very unflattering white like cowl neck t-shirts. And they all look very sweaty.
All right.
They're
we'll
gonna
be
have
back.
To Howie, you know what happens at the Amish place once you do this?
What?
You have to churn a lot of butter the next day. You're in big trouble.
I'm sorry. We don't need any of this Amish shaming from you, Grace.
Sorry about that, guys.
Something I
How
look
dare
forward.
You?
I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Don't take your love to town.
Ruby, don't take your hand to town. Paul, the UPS guy, wants to know, does Brandon get any of your butcher box? You never mention him. Shout out to Brandon from Paul, the UPS guy. Brandon, you'll get something in the next butcher box, okay?
Which were delicious, what was it, a month ago?
I was wondering what happened to those things.
Oh, Howie,
those
they were
tips.
Incredible. Marbled like a beautiful, beautiful piece of stone.
It's almost as good as filet mignon, and I never heard of it before we started getting butcher box. Anyway, let's get back to work on the Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right, Police Blotter Facts Friday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. And here are our winners. Naked Florida man bites canine punches. Punches and spits on deputies. This is out of Columbia County, Florida. 38-year-old...
Of course it is. Where else would it be from?
38-year-old Donald Watts. It all started on December 27th. A woman called deputies to report Watts for using meth. Then they received another call from a neighbor reporting a man in his yard with a flashlight.
Pete, did you know Mayor Pete wants to legalize meth?
Watts laughed as he paced back and forth. Other than the mud smeared over his body, he was completely nude. Before they could get him into custody, deputies said he ran away and hid under the stairs of a neighbor's mobile home. Then they had to tase him.
Of course he was in a mobile home park.
And then,
again, it all fits.
Howie, then they let Casper the dog out to try to take him down.
Casper?
And guess what? Guess what he did?
He's
he
a
bit
white
Casper.
Dog.
He bit Casper before Casper bit him.
He bit Casper, and Casper's a white dog, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah. Probably. Carjacker allegedly on meth abducts man pet goat from Missouri adult store. So a guy fell asleep.
Wait, there was a goat in the adults. The what kind of adult store?
No, there was an adult store and a guy was in a truck with a goat outside of it. It sounds like a riddle, but it's not. And then a guy came and hijacked the car, and then the goat and the man were kidnapped and then or goat napped, and then he drove them around until finally they broke free and called the police.
I was gonna say kids shouldn't be in adult stores.
Did the goat call the police or did the man call the police?
Howie, you know what the goat's name was?
What?
Tom Brady.
Help.
He's the goat. Thanks, Fantanosi.
What about the Rod Stewart story?
I left that for you for 6 o'clock. It's your neck of the woods, Howie.
Palm Beach, the Breakers, Rod Stewart in the Jam. I'm Howie.